I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. All right, you'll have to forgive me again because my allergies are kicking my ass, so I sound horrible, but this one's also probably going to be really short. It's just some ideas that I had, so I'm going to share them with you guys. So first idea is I'm going to redo the intro and the outro, and I think the next time that I do that, which will be soon, I'm thinking episode 200-ish, that will be when the intro outro kind of sticks for a while. I say that now, but who knows, you know. But the reason for that, and I'll explain the thought process, is because I don't listen to my own show all too often. I should more, just to see what I like and don't like and then improve on that. But I don't know. I just don't actually. That's the answer. So maybe I ought to commit to doing that, you know. But anyway, I've made, I think, 2 intro-outro set pairs now. And I have a basis now to judge what is good and what is bad. And not like that. I mean, I've done it twice, so I can't say like I can make a perfect one now. But I do have an idea of what I guess I want. And the reason why I bring this up and why I mentioned earlier that I'm going to explain the thought process is because it's something that Alex Ramosi talks about a lot. He says, if you try to make the perfect thing first, you have no basis in which to judge that thing off of. So therefore your standard or your judgment of that thing is shit because you have nothing to go off of. But if you do whatever you're trying to do 1,000 times, you've done it 1,000 times, so you have 1,000 pieces of evidence of what is good and what is bad. So you then have 1,000 trials or 1,000 runs or 1,000 whatever to base the 1,000th and first off of. And so, of course, I only have 2. I'm trying to make a 3rd one, but I know the style better now of what I'm going for, I think. I think I know how to get the intro more concise and shorter and straight to the point. And then the outro maybe will be a lot longer, actually. And that will encompass everything because everybody can just skip the outro or stop listening. But for a first-time listener, I want them to have the intro and know exactly what it's about, but also not be too long towards, like, what the fuck's going on. So that's that. And so I think that'll be happening episode 200, you know, start chapter 2. Or I guess technically it's chapter 3. I don't know. Might even be when I move into my new place in 5 days, just because that would be actually a new chapter of my life, and that's the whole point of this, is to document everything. So there's that idea. Next idea I had was to actually make a show episode for myself, like I'm talking to my future self. And I think that would be cool, just to show and to document me setting goals and talking to my future self. And then actually listening to that episode in the time frame that I record it for. So if I'm talking to my 2025 self, it would be cool to record it, for example, tomorrow. I'm not going to, but tomorrow. And then listen on April 28th, 2025. And then see where I'm at based on what I said I would be or whatever today or tomorrow or whatever. And I like that because it's almost like a note to self, but where everybody can hear it and see it manifest in real time. So that's pretty cool. It's an idea. I think that's the 2 ideas I had. I have no notes here, as usual. I'm just kind of going shooting from the hip as the show is intended. So, but anyway, so I'm cleaning up my room, trying to get packed for moving, and I'm taking off the soundproofing panels on my wall, and holy fuck, dude. It's just such a mess. They're a 12-inch by a 1 foot by 1 foot panel of just foam, but the back is adhesive. And when I was testing them out and putting them on my wall, they weren't sticking for shit. So I thought, okay, they're just cheap. It's fine. We'll just throw them up there. So I put them up there, 12 of them, and they're they were sticking okay. They were kind of falling off. The corners were peeling. And I, again, just thought they were just cheap pieces of shit. So whatever. But now the time's come to move and get all my shit off the walls. And I started taking them off the wall, dude. And they just are foaming off. They're just in pieces. And there's so much shit everywhere. And dude, oh my lord. There's more shit I gotta handle. You know, this is why I never put anything on my walls when I had the previous four apartments. Two of which were with people, but the other two were by myself. That's why I don't put shit on the walls, dude. Now I gotta deal with shit. And I have these little adhesive squares that I use for this cork board that I put my vision board on. And those tore up the paint. So now I have to paint the walls, dude. That's why I don't put shit on the walls, dude. Now I gotta paint. Now I gotta deal with shit. God damn it. So that's great. But half of my stuff is packed. That's cool. A lot of it I can't pack. For example, bedding and a laptop, podcast shit. I still got to do this. I mean, I don't even have to have the intro outro. I could just record it on my voice memos app and then upload it. But yeah, well, if it comes down to it, I'll do it. I'm not dead set on having an intro outro for this show. It's just more so practice and, I don't know, for the real one. Your new norm, when that comes out this year sometime. So that's that. Last thing I think I'm going to share, and then I'm going to go to bed. No, I'm not, dude. I have half a gallon to drink. Just real. Cool. That's what I get, dude. It's what I fucking get, man. Well, I was going to say I'm going to end this thing and go to bed. Because I was going to share the fact that I took a 10-minute power nap. Okay, so it's 10:02 p.m. I just took a 10-minute power nap so that I could sit here and actually keep my eyes open recording this. And I'll admit, today was a lazy day. I didn't do shit. Just work, came home, and packed, and then didn't do anything. And that actually stresses me the fuck out because it's like I have all these goals. What am I doing? You know? So that's what's going on in my head always. But anyway, yeah, I have... can hear that. Half a gallon to go. I'm trying to go to bed now, so that sucks. But whatever. Alright. Super short and sweet, man. Just moving, getting ready to start a new chapter of my life, and we'll see how it goes. So, nothing else to share here, so I'm going to end the show. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.